Debugging and error handling in SSI's 2012 integration services. In this video, I'll talk about SSI's catalog logging, which is new logging method in introduced in SQL Server integration services 2012. I'm Razarat, SQL Server MVP, author and trainer. SSI's catalog is actually a kind of a repository for storing SSI's packages and projects in the new deployment model, which is project deployment model. So all the project would be all a single SSI's project would be related to each other, all projects in that SSI's project and deployed into the SSI's catalog. SSI's catalog is actually a SQL Server database in which all packages and logging information and operations, all that sort of things will be stored there. Logging is quite easy with SSI's catalog because it has a GUI for setting up the logging. You don't need to enable or disable logging in the development time. It's all happen in the execution time, and you can do that easily in the production environment or any other environments. There are four levels of logging, and there are a list of SSRS reports, built-in SSRS reports that you can use for catalog reporting for the logging. The four levels of logging are as you see here. The none, do not log anything, basic, just log an error and some warning and on information events. Performance, just log an error and on warning. The reason is that this will not use that much space and that much resources for logging other not that much critical events. And Verbose actually is logging everything. So if you are logging everything with Verbose, this is quite good, but you need to be careful about the resource consumption, the amount of logging that will be added, the load of logging that will be added to your package execution. As a sample, I just show you a sample SSI's package that we used in previous video as well. This project, this is a SSI's 2012 project, so I can just simply right click and deploy. You cannot do this kind of deployment if you are in SQL Server 2008 R2 or previous versions. So I just deployed this from here. When I deploy that, I can deploy that to an SSI's catalog. Previously we actually enabled the SSI's catalog in this server, which is a node here in this Management Studio Integration Services Catalog and SSI's DB here. So when you create that SSI's catalog, it's just simply you can right click and create catalog and just set a password and create that one. When you create the catalog, then you can simply just set a path here. You can create a new folder or something like that. I just deployed this to the same location, or you can create another location and deploy that. When you deploy the project, it will create an ispack file from the current packages and project, and then deploy that ispack file into the destination, which is SSI's catalog. So as you can see, deployment is quite easy. When I deploy that, I can come to my integration services catalog and I open my SSI's DB projects. Under each folder, I have projects and environment. And if you want to know more about the environment is just kind of variable configuration for different environments. For example, you can have a variable configuration for production, another for UAT, another for dev. If you want to know more about the environments and how to use this, just have a look on SSI's catalog in the deployment video series. And here under the project, we will see the project itself and the packages. So when you execute a package, let's say, for example, we want to execute this one. When I want to right click and execute this package in this tab here, in the advanced tab, you can see that we can set the lagging level. This lagging level, as you can see, supports those four levels of lagging. By default, it says basic, and that default coming from SSISDB configuration here. So in SSISDB properties, it has a default lagging level on the server side, which is basic. If I change this to performance, this will lag performance by default for everything. So I can also change that here. I go back to execute and into advanced, I change lagging level to verbose. For this example, I want to lag everything. And I hit OK. When I hit OK, this package starts execution, and at the execution, it will has an operation ID, which will be assigned to it. And then that operation ID can be used for logging purposes, and we can have a look on reports that use those operations ID. So I can have a look at the reports. So here I can see that the package executed successfully. These are messages that produced by the package and list of tasks and information about that. If I want to have a look at all messages about this, I can go to the view messages, and this shows me lagging information that happened during the package. If I scroll down, this will load more lagging data, and it has quite useful information about the package. If I got a failure, it will show me that failure, and I can do a troubleshooting here. There are different reports here that you can use. If I right click on SSISDB under reports, I can go to the standard reports and choose integration services dashboard. Into the integration services dashboard, it shows me a dashboard of operations that are running at the moment, the package executions that are running, or connection validation that are running, and those that has been run previously. This shows that this was successful. There are also some links to, for example, operations that has been done, connections, executions. For example, if I go to operations, it says that there was some kind of operations, deployment of project, execute, again deployment and execute, it was succeeded, all of them. And the date and time and that sort of information. So it's quite good. You can also go to other built-in standard reports like all execution that we had a look previously and the messages of that execution. So these are quite good kind of lagging information, especially for administrator of the server to understand what happened on that SSIS package and that sort of information. But what happened in the code behind? When we create an SSIS catalog, an SSISDB database would be created under the databases. So here you can see that SSISDB. That SSISDB contains lots of tables, for example, for packages, for folders that we create in for folders that we create in SSISDB, for executables, and lots of views that can be used. And you can even create your own reports or query against these tables to get some data. For example, here we have a query. I just close these tabs. For example, here I have a query select from a view, which is catalog.operations. When I execute that, it shows me operations that happened, the operation type, the time of operation, object type, and the object name, and what was the status and result. As you can see here we have some kind of types and enumeration values which are not in this tables here, so we don't have an object type table here, but you can use this link. You can use this link to create some kind of helper projects. This helper objects and database tables. These helpers are quite useful for getting the information of about the objects of operations. For example, this is a schema of the operations tables, and these are helper tables that would be created if you follow that link. There will be a script that will generate these kind of things. For example, object type, this will create this table with this data, operation status, and that sort of information. If you create all of these tables, then as a result you can simply change your query to some queries with join with those helper tables, and as a result you will see that this will generate much more meaningful data, which is, for example, this record was deployment of the project, and the object type was the project, and it was succeeded. So it just used those helper data. So if you want to use that, just follow that link. In summary, in this video, you've seen how to use SSIS catalog in actually deployment of the project, and how to use enable logging in that SSIS catalog, and you've seen built-in SSIS SSIS catalog reports, and also you've seen how to add helper tables to SSIS catalog to have more extensive logging on the catalog.